The city of Seattle is a step closer to getting a new law that says police cannot act with prejudice on the job. KUOW's Kate Walters explains.
The proposed legislation would take the Seattle Police Department's bias-free policing policies and incorporate them into city law. It would also let someone who feels they've been unjustly targeted by police because of things like race, religion, or gender sue the city. Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez is a co-sponsor of the legislation. She says it'll let people hold the police and the city accountable.
They are tired of simply having town halls. They are tired of simply providing us with public testimony about their frustrations with the lack of accountability and real teeth. And this is a clear response to those expressions of frustration.
Under the ordinance, the SPD would also be required to continue collecting and analyzing information to make sure biased policing isn't happening. Councilmember and co-sponsor Bruce Harrell says he hopes this will shed light on any patterns of discrimination, conscious or otherwise.
I could fill this room up with African-Americans who believe they were stopped because they're African-Americans. I could also fill this room up with police officers that would say they never stopped a person because of race. So I think what we're trying to do is get at the heart of this issue that we've been dancing around is whether racial profiling exists and create some data.
The SPD has been under a federal consent decree for several years. Council members say they hope this law will ensure improvements made in that time continue. The ordinance has passed out of a city council committee. It's expected to go before the full council next week. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.